We did our podcast on the book, The Overachievers. This is Grace Lohr.
Jason.
Will.
And our book was about high school seniors, juniors, and even a college freshman from a very competitive school in Maryland. And it goes through their struggles on the daily life of stressful high school curriculum. Our book is by Alexandra Robbins. We have some discussion questions we're going to go into to talk about this book.
All right, which student do you connect with, if any, and why? Grace?
Well, Jason, I connect most with Julie, mainly because she's very hard on herself and likes to run like I do. I can also relate to Taylor, as I don't want to be too overzealous with showing that I'm an overachiever, but yet I don't want to do bad in school either. No. At times, I can even relate with AP Frank, as my mom is very hard on me too. I have a harder time relating to Rylan, because while I understand feeling stressed, his anxiety is so overwhelming.
Oh my goodness.
I can't imagine that. What do you think, Will?
Well, I'd say that I probably relate the most to the character of Pete, because a lot of times I lack the motivation to do well in school. Like, it's just, I feel that school's not as important to me as other overachieving children in our high school. But later in the book, we also find out that Sam is the stealth overachiever.
No,
later in the book, later in the book, later in the book, we actually find out, though, that Pete is the stealth overachiever. I can kind of relate to this because people sometimes believe that I don't try as hard as I do, or I'm not as smart as I am, but I really do actually care about my grades, and they're pretty important to me. What do you think, Jason?
I don't really relate to any of these characters, and while I do feel motivated to be successful, I don't put as much effort as any of these characters, especially Audrey or AP Frank's study methods. I just kind of bank off natural intelligence. And so the closest I could come to is Pete, because he has the skills. His motivation is lax, where mine doesn't, but it's about as close as I can get.
Okay, next question. Does our school place pressure on kids to feed into the culture of overachieving? Next question. Does our school place pressure on kids to feed into this culture of overachieving? Will?
From an administrative standpoint, I would say that our school doesn't really pressure all the students to overachieve, but I would say definitely in the magnet program as more of a competitive type of program in the school. I would say that others getting high grades kind of pushes you to get high grades because you want to compete and you want to be the best in your class and you want to go to a top-notch university. And so I would say that it's more the other students and their overachieving that pushes others to do well in school. And from my point of view, that's how I feel, that everyone else kind of doing well makes you want to do well also. What do you think, Grace?
Like you said, I think the nature of the magnet program really fosters a very competitive atmosphere, which can be good, but then also very stressful on students. Okay, Jason, so being one of the higher-ranking students in the school, what do you think about it?
Personally, I've never really felt like the school or the administration of the magnet program has pushed me any farther than I would just do myself. The classes I've taken, I've never really had to struggle with them, and I've taken them because I thought I could do them, and that it's possible for other students to feel this way, and I could see how for students who are borderline between an on level and an honors or an honors and an AP, how the school might push them into the next level class would be pushing them to more an overachieving status, but I don't feel like they push too hard.
Must be nice to be that smart, Jason. Next question. Do you think the college you go to or apply to defines who you are, and are you pressured to apply to certain colleges? Will, we're back to you.
I definitely don't think that the college that you apply to or go to defines you. I believe that's how hard you work and how well you do at the college and what you do after college. But I definitely feel like there's a certain pressure to apply to prestigious universities and get in, because that shows that you're an overachieving student and that your high school years here in the magnet program have been worth it, and all the hard work that you've done to keep up your grades and get straight A's and everything, that wasn't just a waste of your time. And I also believe that these prestigious universities are kind of just a name brand type thing where when you drop the name of the university, people automatically assume that you're a smart student because you're going there, that you're going to be successful. Grace, what do you think?
I completely agree with you, Will. The response you get from other people when you say you're going to an Ivy League or applying to an Ivy League versus just a state school, they automatically assume you're way smarter and a much better student just based on the names of the schools that you apply to. I also feel like a lot of students have to justify why they're going to a school that's not necessarily a name brand school. Like, I've heard students that are going to, like, Alabama or a good school like that, they have to say, oh, yeah, I got this scholarship, to make it, in their mind, equivalent to going to an Ivy League school. What are your thoughts, Jason? Jason, being a well-qualified contender for an Ivy League university, what do you think about it?
I agree that the college you go to and apply to does change the way that people look at you. I also think that, on another sense, college defines you because you try to pick a college that best fits your personality. So there are intelligent people that have Ivy League potential, and they choose to go to smaller state schools because it's a better fit for them and they don't feel as pressured, and they just have a more compatible environment to who they are and what kind of learning environment they want.
That sums up this podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Grace.
Will.
Jason.
See you next time.